In the shadows of myth and reality, monsters stir. From ancient legends to modern nightmares, we explore the creatures that haunt our stories and sometimes our lives. Welcome to Among Monsters podcast, where the line between man and monsters is thinner than you think.
Picture this. A rest stop off the interstate. The smell of diesel. The hum of vending machines. And the silence of middle-of-nowhere America. It's the kind of place where people vanish. And Donald Leroy Evans knew that. He was a drifter. A whisper through gas station glass. A man with a smile full of lies. And a mind full of death. He claimed to have killed dozens, maybe more. A walking ghost, moving from highway to highway, leaving carnage behind him. But how many did he truly kill? And how much was just a fantasy woven by a monster who wanted to be remembered? I'm Damien Vale, and this is Among Monsters, Born to Disappear, the early drift of Donald Evans. He was born on July 5, 1957 in Waterviot, Michigan, a forgettable place for a forgettable boy. Donald Leroy Evans wasn't abused. He wasn't raised in a cult or in poverty. He just never belonged. He floated through life like smoke. By the time he was a teen, he'd already found his passion, running from responsibility. Evans joined the U.S. Marine Corps, but didn't last long. He drifted into crime, mostly petty theft, indecent exposure, and sexual assault. By 1986, he was convicted of rape in Texas and sentenced to 15 years, but he served just five. In 1991, he walked out of prison with nothing in his pocket, except time and a plan. A promise of food, the abduction of Beatrice Ruth. In the summer of 1991, in Gulfport, Mississippi, a little girl named Beatrice Louise Ruth was playing near a park. She was 10 years old, curious, sweet, and homeless with her family. Donald Evans was there that day. He saw her, and he decided she wouldn't see another sunrise. He promised her food, safety, a lie so simple a child could believe it. And she did. Evans took her across state lines into Louisiana, where the darkness he carried finally came to light. He raped her. He strangled her. And when it was over, he buried her like trash in a shallow grave and went on his way. But this time, he left tracks. Evans was arrested in Louisiana 4 days later. And that's when the real storm began. I've killed 70, the confession spiral. Evans was calm, almost proud. He told police where to find Beatrice's body. But then he started talking more, a lot more. He claimed he had killed over 70 people, maybe more, from Florida to Oregon. Texas to Illinois, mostly women, some children. He said he liked rest stops and parks, places where people wouldn't look twice at a stranger. And with each confession, he seemed to grow taller, more animated, as if he was becoming the legend he thought he deserved to be. Investigators didn't know what to believe, because some of the details, they lined up with real cold cases. But others? Impossible. Made up places, wrong dates, conflicting timelines. Was he a monster? Or a man who just wanted to sound like one? A name for a monster. The murder of Ira Jean Smith. Then came the case of Ira Jean Smith. She was murdered in 1980 in Marion County, Florida. Raped and strangled. Evans had never been a suspect, but in one of his wild confession tapes, he mentioned her name, where her body was found, what she was wearing, details no one else knew. It was real. He was charged. He pleaded guilty, and another life sentence was added to his growing stack. Yet he kept confessing, like it gave him purpose, like every murder he remembered put him closer to immortality. The trial of a phantom. Beatrice's day in court. In 1993, Donald Evans finally stood trial for Beatrice Ruth's murder. He was unpredictable. One moment quiet, the next demanding to be called High Hitler and trying to wear KKK robes in court. He turned the courtroom into a circus of hate, insanity, and control. But none of it mattered. The jury saw through him. They saw the child he murdered. They saw the predator. And they sentenced him to death. A death without justice. The final chapter. Donald Evans never made it to the execution chamber. On January 5th, 1999, inside Mississippi's death row, another inmate took a homemade shank and stabbed Evans to death in the shower. No last words, no public apology. Just blood down a drain. He died like he lived. Alone and quickly forgotten. Many of his claimed victims remain unidentified, some likely never existed. But for the families of Ira Jean Smith, Beatrice Ruth, and others like them, the scars are very real. He called himself a ghost, a drifter with death in his veins. Donald Leroy Evans wanted us to believe he was America's deadliest man. But in the end, he was something worse, a killer who made victims out of both bodies and truth. I'm Damian Vale, and this was Among Monsters. Because some monsters don't just kill, they lie about the bodies they've never buried.
Thank you for listening to Among Monsters podcast. Find more episodes of Among Monsters podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, or anywhere premium podcasts exist. Email us at amongmonsterspodcast@gmail.com.